So far they are discussing. So far we are discussing about Raganuga, I mean Sadhana Vidhi, Sadhana Bhakti, Sadhana Vidhi Bhakti. And it is better that our devotees, when studying nectar of devotion, they can frame all the chapters in mind, that first part is this, second part is this, third part is this, then you know, Vidhi, there are certain things, there are loose, there are 64 items, then there are offenses, don'ts, you should not do this, then you know, in Vidhi there were 5 principal items, and then in offenses, 10 offenses, now for the holy name. That was also mentioned, and then now in chapter 14, in end of 13th chapter, what was the title of 13th chapter? Title?
Devotional. 5 potent forms of devotional service.
Yes, and he was Goswami. He ended the chapter with, you know, beginning to analyze the relation between various spiritual practices such as austerity and varnashram and other, some other practices, jnana, vairagya, etc. with pure devotional service. So in chapter 4 and in chapter 14, the analysis of jnana and vairagya. Title is devotional qualification, but the subject matter is analysis between jnana, with jnana and vairagya, of jnana and vairagya. So jnana and vairagya, you know, may preliminary help a new devotee to focus on Krishna by freeing him from distracting attraction to sense objects. But see, jnana, while practicing jnana and vairagya, one can, you know, like do something, how say, it can bring the person, jnana and vairagya, to minus to zero. Yeah. But it cannot take one to zero to plus. But jnana and vairagya is helpful. Or it can be considered, maybe it will help to, you know, understand the discrimination between matter and spirit. But it will not be able to help us to fix our mind on Krishna. It is superficial thing. It cannot directly fix ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Fixing the mind on Krishna is the most essential part of sadhana. This is important than to, you know, give up. Since your jnana and vairagya failed to do so, they are not around sadhana bhakti. Sometimes, this is also important, that they may be detrimental to the cultivation of devotion. Rupa Goswami warns that jnana and vairagya can make the heart harder and harder. In connection to this, earlier, the subject matter of Srila Prabhupada said that we have unlimited desires, material desires. In any process we adopt, any yoga, jnana, karma, whatever. But main thing is to come out of the bodily concept of life and to focus on Krishna and to, you know, remain steady on Krishna. That is the main process. But in other processes like jnana, karma, etc., the main focus is to come out of the body concept of life. It's the outside boundary of devotional service. It is that. So, the way of material desires are unlimited. It's always flowing, unlimited. And it, you know, sometimes it's compared to the river. The unlimited flows are there. So, Prabhupada is giving one example about this. It's a very nice example. You can take it. Try to stop desire is impossible. One has to desire the Supreme in order to be entangled, not to be entangled in inferior desires. One cannot stop desires, but one has to devote the desire. And similarly, the yogi desire, mystic power, that is also lust, material desire. And the bhakta not being desirous of any sort of material enjoyment becomes clarified. There is no attempt to stop desire. Desire becomes source of spiritual enjoyment under the protection of the two toes of the lotus feet of God. So here the example is given. Something in the river. So it may be argued that if the waves of the river are incessantly flowing and they cannot be stopped, the desires are incessantly flowing, it cannot be stopped, but the waves of the river flow towards the sea. Desires, waves of rivers flowing towards the sea. And sometimes when the tide comes over the river, it overwhelms with flowing of the river and the river itself becomes overflooded. Understand? Overflooded. And the waves from the sea become more prominent than the waves of the river. And the devotees, similarly, a devotee with intelligent plans many things for the service of the Lord Krishna, Lord in Krishna consciousness, that stagnant material desires become overflooded by the desire to serve the Lord. Is it clear?
In Ganga Sagar it happens.
I was saying in some places where there is a river is making the ocean, sea. So then sometimes we see the river flows in this direction, but sometimes river starts flowing in the other direction, opposite direction. It is impossible, it should not happen, but sea sometimes overflowed the river. The mercy of Sadhu Shastra and Guru and Krishna consciousness are considered to be the ocean of love or ocean of mercy. They can overflow material desires. They can remove it. You know. So we don't have to worry for the waves of material desires. It doesn't mean that we can follow it. It doesn't mean that. But here the point is that we have to absorb ourselves in the Krishna consciousness or in serving Krishna. Then the waves of our desire will not become hindrance. There are many things regarding jnana, about Prabhupada has given many lectures about how the jnanis cannot come to Krishna, how, you know, karmis cannot come to Krishna. But many of them are already discussed earlier, so we are going to the point that Jnana and Vairagya make one's heart harder. It becomes harder. Yeah. Materially engaged person has many emotions. There are many feelings in our heart that impel him towards sense gratification, but that we are using in Krishna, sense gratification. Vairagya involves making the heart callous and indifferent to these emotions So that one will not be moved by them. It will become hard, strong. You know, sometimes strong vairagya. There's no feeling. He is detached. But bhakti means to please the Lord by one's own love for Him. To express such love requires a soft heart. It requires soft heart. Easily moved by the Lord's name, form, qualities and activities. Jnana and Vairagya are not favorable to devotional service in this fashion. Because they make the heart a heart harder. When you are taking second initiation, Prana Diksha, so sometimes it is also considered that chanting Gayatri, by chanting Gayatri Mantra, Guru given mantras, you make your heart soft. Somebody asks, but women, their heart are generally naturally soft. Then Prabhupada says that nowadays women are also hard. So their heart also became a heart. So we require Brahmin initiation for women also. Well, Gayatri Mantra is making the heart softer and softer, so that we can, one can feel, we can get emotions, spiritual emotions, or we can get, try to develop the love for God. But this process, Rupa Goswami quotes Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.31 in support of this. You can see in Srimad, in this also. We don't read the Shloka translation, it is mentioned in this book. Although the process of Jnana and Vairagya are unfavorable to devotional service, the qualities of knowledge and detachment are necessary for devotional advancement. Without knowledge and detachment, one will be attached to what? Material body. And tend to act for the body, not for Krishna. Is it understandable? Is it clear? If you do not develop Jnana and Vairagya, then we may be victim of bodily concept of life. And in that case, we may not be attracted to Krishna. Detachment can harden the heart and make it useless. Detachment, Vairagya, makes heart useless, dry land. What we call detachment is necessary for achieving the desirelessness required for pure devotional service. Vairagya is required to become desirelessness, to give the desire in the proper direction. It is contradictory. So is it possible to acquire detachment without hurting the heart? You can understand the contradiction? So now that Rupa Goswami answers. In the same chapter. There are two famous slokas that we are going to memorize in our. So that is Rupa Goswami 11th canto. In answer, Rupa Goswami quotes the 11th canto to show that detachment and knowledge automatically come from bhakti. Jnana and Vairagya are children of bhakti. When you accept Krishna consciousness, the Jnana and Vairagya should come. He then imparts his own famous Yukta Vairagya verse. Anasaktasya Vishayam Yatharham Upayunyutam Vaibhanda Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagya Uchyate. When one is not attached to anything, but at the same time accepts everything in relation to Krishna, one is rightly situated at their possessiveness. The idea is not to give up the activity. Idea is to see everything in connection to Krishna, in relation to Krishna. Krishna Prabhupada says one once here. If everything is not required, everything is vairagya is required, then Krishna would have asked Arjuna, you know, like let me live, Prabhupada, what he says. Prabhupada says somewhere here that if that is the case, then Krishna would have asked Arjuna that go become naked fakir and travel around. But Prabhupada didn't tell him like this. Krishna didn't tell him like this. There are three kinds of sukha spiritual happiness: Brahma sukh, Brahmananda. There are three kinds of ananda. Karma are trying to possess more and more, let me possess. This is and because gang are afraid of, they say Brahma Satyam Garamikya. The world is false, grapes are sour. You know the story of the jackal? He wanted to eat the grapes, jumping. When he could not get them, he says, oh, the grapes are sour. I don't want them. So when these rascals renounce the world, what renunciation? What was yours? You are renouncing. This is all wrong. Real happiness is seva. It's Krishna. Prabhupada says that you are renouncing what? Which was never yours? Goswamis conquer over these things, Nirgahara Vihara. That is required, that is spiritual life. If you are embarrassed with the things, with these four things, Ahara, Nirgahara, Bhaya, Maituna, then you are not making progress in spiritual life. It should be reduced. Ahara, Nirgahara, Bhaya, Maituna, required to reduce. They had no business, but that is very difficult. If one has to imitate the behavior of Rupa Goswami and all the other Goswami, it is very difficult. We must eat Krishna Prasad as much as needed for maintaining body. In this way, spiritual life, spiritual progress of life, it will be very, very, very easy if we chant this transcendental vibration. Krishna consciousness does not mean that you falsely make some attempt. Arjuna understood that Krishna philosophy, and it does not mean that he became naked fakir and went away from the fighting place. Without any clothing, he began to travel. No, is it that? No. The only thing is that he changed the account. The account was for Krishna. So you don't need to make such renunciation that you have to live underneath the tree or become naked. No, you have misunderstood. You should dress properly. You should eat properly, you should work properly, but not for your account, for Krishna's account. That is Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya. This is different between Vaishnava philosophy and Mayavad philosophy. Mayavad philosophy says Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. So this is described, Prabhupada is giving, it's like a bank cashier. He knows the millions of dollars is coming to him, but he also knows that this belongs to the bank and simply the cashier. Simply you can deal with all the worldly things, but if you are conscious of Krishna, then you are free. In any condition of life, one is Krishna consciousness is always liberated. Just try and understand. You are sitting here, you know that this apartment or this loft belongs to somebody. There is no harm sitting here, hearing here. But if you think that this is mine, and if you want to take something out of here, then there is a trouble. So everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to me. That is the real understanding regarding Yukta Vairagya. We are talking about Vidyukta Vairagya, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. To see everything in connection, in relation with Krishna. Vidyukta Vairagya means to accept only things that can be used in Krishna's service and to reject everything else. This balanced process of detachment, in which a devotee acquires the quality of knowledge and detachment without undergoing the hard-hardening process of Jnana and Vairagya. On this path, emotions are still engaged, thus they do not atrophy. But the emotions and activities of Vidyukta Vairagya exclusively center on Krishna, and therefore effectively extricate one from the mundane sphere and get one to the Lord. Now the second is Phalgu Vairagya. Phalgu Vairagya, what is the sloka? Anyway, I give first line. प्रापंचिकतया बुद्ध्या हरि संबंधी वस्तुना हरि संबंधी प्रापंचिकतया बुद्ध्या हरि संबंधी वस्तुना प्रापंचिकतया बुद्ध्या हरि संबंधी वस्तुना
प्रापश्चकतया बुद्ध्या हरि संबंधी वस्तुनः मुमुक्षुभिः परित्यागो वैराग्यं फलं
कथ्यते. That is the hindrance to become a devotee. It is the Phalgu Vairagya. You know how Prabhupada is giving, how the word Phalgu came. In Gaya, there is a river called Phalgu River. There is a Phalgu Nadi. There is a river, Phalgu River. So there, Phalgu River, why it is named there? Because there is only sand. You cannot see the river. Only sand. But as soon as you put your hand into the sand, when you move some sand aside, you find water. It's very dangerous. You cannot just walk over it. It's very dangerous. There is water inside, deep water inside. Very dangerous. The Prabhupada says that it looks like sand. But if you put your hand in your heart somewhere inside, then you will find there is a deep, you know, longing for material desires. That is Phalgu Vairagya. That's why it is named Phalgu. So Phalgu Vairagya is Kathyate. That is generally such Vairagya. Or is that Prapanchikataya Buddhya? Prapanchikataya Buddhya means to consider something which can be offered to Krishna to be material. And like, and thinking that, we just renounce falsely. Hari Sambandhi Vastu. Even which the things can be related to Krishna, that also you renounce, that is useless. Phalgu Vairagya. And then in connection, there are few more items I discussed in this chapter. Wealth and followers. This also comes in the Phalgu Vairagya section. Performing use and service to one's wealth or followers is not an item of sadhana bhakti. It is there that to make a large, build a large, you know, give a large donation to make a big temple. This is certainly devotional service. But after the temple is constructed, the puja is worshipping the deities, so that service is not the donor's service. So he cannot, you know, identify that service to be his service. It is not, you should not think that the subsequent activities performed therein, like deity worship, etc., are his devotional service. If he becomes carried away by this misconception, his impetus for devotional service will be slackened. Similarly, a spiritual master may train disciple to worship the needy. He it is certainly devotional service. However, the worship they subsequently perform in their own devotional service is not his. Right? Guru can train you. But when you do the service, then Guru is not trying to claim, you know, he never claimed that your service is my service. He never claims. One should not try to think that when I am preaching some devotee, and then whatever devotional service he is doing, that result also coming to me, I am getting commission.
That is what is given. When you become someone devotee, then whatever they tell you will get some commission.
That is there, commission there, but that whatever...
It is clearly mentioned one word.
Yeah, but when his service are not your service. You cannot get the benefit of what he is doing. You cannot get the exact benefit. If his commission is there, as you say, the quote is there. So, but you cannot get the full benefit, you cannot take.
The negativity is there?
Of course. If he is getting some positive, then he must get some negative. If he is doing something wrong, then Guru must take. That is there, yes. But to consider that whatever he is doing is my own service, you know, because, you know, like then that makes the own service like a, you know, that becomes follower. Yeah, what do you call it? Najanam. That janam comes. And creating followers. Prabhupada says in this particular book, if a spiritual master is not properly authorized or only on his own initiative becomes a spiritual master, he may be carried away by an accumulation of wealth and large number of disciples. He is not a very high grade of devotional service. His devotion is not high grade devotional service. If a person is carried away by such achievement, then his devotional service may become slighter. Even I also heard the same thing, that if you are preaching to some devotee and that devotee is doing some big example is there. What is the example?
Shiva Maharaj.
Example. Even though she gives just only the direction, instruction, and she and Dhruva Maharaj went on, and before Dhruva Maharaj went, his mother's, you know, plane was already there, traveling there. That is there, but it is not that because Dhruva Maharaj did, that's why Shri Guru. See, but she did not do any tapasya. But she cannot claim that because I did, that's why. Thing is that it is natural that devotee, whoever surrendered to Krishna, then all these things are natural. The point is here, it is not to go in that direction. I mean, not to think in this direction, rather it is mentioned clearly here that Prabhupada is giving very clear understanding that he may be carried away by accumulation of wealth and large number of disciples. You know, he may be carried away. So his devotional standard is lesser. Then there is Yama, restraining from passion. Actually, that's Ahimsa, Brahmacharya, Satyam, all these are not items of sadhana bhakti. Because they do not impel devotion to manifest in the heart. Even though you may be a Dudhari Baba, as mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, just by taking the milk, you know, he was only eating milk. And he wanted, Mahaprabhu said, just by drinking milk, if you can get Krishna, then I am prepared to eat milk. You cannot get Krishna. Just by drinking that. I am fasting, I am only with you. No, that's not qualification.
Monkeys like monkeys. Monkeys of Vrindavan.
Monkeys of Vrindavan. Yeah. That is not the qualification. Satyam, truthfulness. You may be truthful, you may be Brahmachari, you may be Ahimsa. These restraints are not item of sadhana bhakti because they do not impel you as a meditation heart. Rather, practice of devotional service entails them to come. By becoming devotee, Brahmacharya comes. By becoming devotee, you know, all the other satyam etc. comes. Prabhupada writes, vegetarian is not necessarily a devotee, but nor is a non-violent person. But a devotee is automatically both vegetarian and non-violent. Yeah. So we also do not support vegetarianism. We support compared to non-vegetarianism. But we rather consider vegetarian also non-vegetarian the other way, because without offering food, it is also considered to be as good as that. We are Krishna-vegetarian, we are not vegetarian. We take only Krishna prasad. That is the important. And there is a story in this book regarding the hunter become a great devotee. That story is mentioned in this book in connection with this. Then Ekang and Anikang mentioned, before concluding his description of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, Rupa Goswami explains that devotional service can be practiced by concentrating primarily on one of the items, or by concentrating equally on all the items. And some authority use the phrase Maryada Mar. Like I think Vallabhacharya Mar or Madison, they have said Maryada Mar as an alternative term for Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti can be sometimes called Maryada Mar. Rupa Goswami says that the regular principle of devotional service are sometimes described authorities as the path of serving the Lord in opulence. Sometimes it is mentioned in such a way. Maryada Mar, but it is same thing. So chapter 14 is over in this. Now, this whole section is over. Now, there is a next wave. This is, I think, the second wave. Huh? That is Raga Muma Bhakti. Sadhana Vidhi Sadhana Bhakti Raga. And this is Raga Muma Bhakti. You must not forget that this is Raghavanga Sadhana. This is not Raghavanga perfection. Raghavanga perfection is Bhav and Prem. That is the later part. 17 and 18 is Bhav and 19 is Prem. So that is not, this is another, again this is Sadhana only. But this is different approach. What is that? Spontaneous. Raghavanga. Spontaneous use of service. So, these two chapters are very nice to understand deeply. Already what is told, you can make some notes also. Raga Yoga is Ragatmika Bhakti. Ragatmika or Raga Yoga Sadhana gives some practice that strives to cultivate the mood of Krishna's assistant Vrinda. This is very important point. To cultivate the mood of Krishna's associate in Vrindavan. Thus, before describing Raghavanga Sadhana, we must first describe the mood of devotional service attached at a devotional arrangement on in Vrindavan's eternal residence. Ragatmika embodies the perfection of spontaneous love for Krishna. Following the way, we just go through once their 2-3 definition. Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavad Gita 22.154. Bhagavad Gita 22.154. I just read this translation, I don't read the sloka. 22.154.
150, 154.
So translation of 54, devotional service in spontaneous love is vividly expressed and manifested by the inhabitants of the tower. Devotional service that accords with their devotional service is called Raga Anuga Bhakti अखंड आध्यात्मिका भक्ति और डिवोशनल सर्विस फॉलोइंग इन द वेक ऑफ कॉन्टिन्यूस लविंग सर्विस. सो दिस इज अनदर श्लोक इज देयर 50. When one becomes attached to the Supreme Person of Godhead, his natural inclination, love, is fully absorbed in thoughts of the Lord. That is called transcendental attachment. And devotional service according to that attachment is called ragatmika or spontaneous devotional service. Then text number 52. मध्यलीला रागमय भक्ति रहय रागात्मिका नाम कहा सुनी मुग्ध होय कौन भाग्यवान. दस डिवोशनल सर्विस विच कंसिस्ट ऑफ राग डीप अटैचमेंट इज कॉल्ड रागात्मिका स्पॉन्टेनियस लविंग सर्विस. इफ अ डिवोटी कवेट्स सच अ पोजिशन ही इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट. So, Ragatmika Bhakti is the perfect devotional arrangement found in the residence of Vrindavan. And Ragatmika Sadhana Bhakti is the practice of a devotee who aspires to develop that devotional mood. Now let us understand the meaning of Ragatmika. Raga is attachment. Or love, no? Rag, intense attachment, rag. And atmika means one whose own very essence or atma, self. So literally means one who has whose very essence is intense attachment for Krishna. That is raga atmika. I translate. Literally, raga atmika means one whose very essence, Atma, is intense attachment for Krishna, that is Rag. Atmika is Atma is his own self. Or whose very essence. Rag also means color. Water glass, color glass you wear, you see everything is in color. Stavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tara murti. Sarvatra skrota nije ishtadeva murti. That the body, whatever it is, moving, non-moving creature, anything, whatever, he is seeing only his worshipable Lord everywhere. That is Uttam Adhikari. Yesterday Prabhuji was saying about Uttam Adhikari from Ishopanishad. That is Uttam Adhikari. He sees everywhere, he is God. He sees everywhere, he is Krishna. The real Lord is the passionate obsession with pleasing Lord Sri Krishna. Here it is perverted in material world, it is perverted. Rag. The passion to serve Krishna consumes the devotee's consciousness to such an extent that they cannot even think of anything else under any circumstances. Rupa Goswami therefore defines Ragatmika Bhakti as spontaneous attraction for something while completely absorbed in thought of it with intense desire to love, intense desire of love. It's mentioned in this book. And the example is Vrindavan, devotees in Vrindavan, Vrindavasi. There's intense absorption. They're so much absorbed that they forget their own self. So much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Now, there are two types of Ragatmika Bhakti. One is Kama Rupa and second is Sambandha Rupa. Kamarupa sensual attraction and Sambandha Rupa is relationship at itself. Kamarupa consists of a devotee's with intense desire to satisfy the Lord in conjugal love. Or in other words, Kamarupa is only meant for Madhurya Ras. And Sambandha Rupa, it is same with same mood, same thing, but it is meant for the other three, Sakya Dasya and Vatsalya. Dasya Sakya Vatsalya. Also, in any, you know, both, although conjugal love is also a type of relationship only. Sambandha is, conjugal is also, madhuri is also Sambandha, but they go to emphasize specifically on the conjugal love because this is the highest. Rupa Goswami has given two categories. One is Kamarupa and second is Sambandha Rupa. Kamarupa is perfection, you know, and Sambandha Rupa is also perfection. So there, further we will discuss about this. Now, quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam given by Rupa Goswami. Narad Muni says this, I suppose. My 7th canto, it is mentioned there. My dear King Yudhishthira, the gopis, by their lusty desires, comes by his fear, Sishupal and other kings by envy, the Yadus by their familial relation with Krishna, you Pandavas by your great affection for him, for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service, have obtained the mercy of Krishna. In connection with this, the main point is that the Sannyas Guru's devotion is the best method of absorbing the mind of Krishna. The essence of sadhana is absorption of mind on Krishna. The spontaneous emotion does this more effectively than the regular practice. Kamsa, Sishupal feared and envied Krishna. But these emotions cause them to obsessively think about him and thus become purified to such an extent that they achieve the same destination as the gopis. Sometimes we cannot digest this. So we will have Rupa Goswami going to give some more clarification on this. Inimical emotions are recommended or not? It is not that inimical emotions toward Krishna are being recommended in this way. It is not to recommend, you know, it is you are somehow a hook or crook or just observe yourself and put down. Because, for example, King Vena also hated God. You know Vena? King Vena. He was so called father of Krutu. But Vena was such a king that was demonic. So demonic king. He used to hate Krishna. I mean, he used to hate God. But he went to hell. Yeah. And like Krishna and Kamsa and Sishupal, his mind was not always absorbed in thought of the Vena's mind was not always absorbed in thought of Krishna. He was not meditating on Krishna like Sishupal and Kamsa. So Sishupal and Kamsa, they got liberation, but Vena cannot. He could not get liberation. And another point is also there that, you know, in the same book we have earlier learned that Anukulyena Krishnanushilana, not Pratikulyena Krishnanushilana. It should be Anukulyena. Should be favorable to Krishna, not unfavorable, like conscience and support. Should not be that way. That all this point we discuss in that particular chapter. Why it is Anukulyena? Some sentences, but they cannot attain the same.
Probably that situation was different.
For
Kamsa and Krishna, they were personally present when Krishna was there.
Yes.
So that unfavorable situation became favorable for them.
Yes.
For us, like now in this present situation, if we are like having that kind of inimical
then unfavorable situation became favorable because
same reason.
Yeah, but they because they were killed by Krishna, and they are always having absorption. But see, the point is that sometimes, you know, like, how could they get the same destination of the gopis? Sometimes this is contradiction, but it is not. Rupa Goswami is quite clear. But let us earlier spoke what Srimad Bhagavatam said recently, that connection. So, Ragatmika, as this was the sixth different mood of spontaneous emotion described by Narad Muni, to the attachment to the Lord. But only, in out of six, only two are accepted as the genuine depths of Ragatmika Bhakti. Not six. Six are spontaneous, but two are genuine Ragatmika Bhakti. The remaining four are not. I just finished out with six. First, lusty desire in the gopis. Second, fear in Kansa. Third, enemy in Sisupala and other things of Chaitya. Fourth, kinship in the Vrishnis or the Yadavas. Fifth, affection in the Pandavas. And sixth, devotional service in Narada. General. So, Prabhupada says in this connection, the attraction of concern to Krishna in fear and attraction to of Sisupal in envy are not accepted as devotional service. Because not favorable. Then Narad Muni. His attachment is called Bhaktya. Jiva Goswami explains that the Sanskrit verb tenses used here indicates that Narada's devotional service arises from a sense of duty. That's why again it is not Vidhi Bhakti. I mean, that's why it is not Ragatmika Bhakti, it is Vidhi Bhakti. Sense of duty. It is not spontaneous, it is spontaneous, but it is not attachment, deep attachment to Krishna. Is a sense of duty. Then affection of Pandavas may not be, depends on whether or not is mixed with reverence or, you know, like popular mood, or generally is mixed with the mood of reverence, which introduces restraint of formal etiquette that hinders Ragatmika Bhakti. Formal etiquette. Sometimes, Prabhupada again explained here, he analyzes the affection of the Yadus. If it is on the platform of friendship, then it is spontaneous love. But if it is on the platform of regulative principle, then it is not. In the case of Yadus. Then, lusty desire and kinship. So, the four were rejected. They are excluded from Ragatmika Bhakti. Only two remaining. Lusty desire, that is Kamrup, and family relation, that is Sambandhari, are genuine type of Ragatmika Bhakti. And this confirms with Goswami's analysis. Prabhupada also mentioned some in the same purport. That any of the these five rasas, one can take, can go back from that to Godhead. At least like in Vena, however, being unable to think of Krishna in any of the five ways, cannot attain mukti. Therefore, one must somehow think of Krishna, whether friendly or enemy. Now, achieving the same goal. To clear the doubt, you know, the doubt we had regarding. So, clear the doubt. Rupa Goswami cites the analogy of the sunshine. Or, you just understand what is that, what it means. If I am going to sun, so if I am going to sun, the first comes Brahman or sunlight, then comes the globe and then the person, Brahma, Parama, Bhagavan. So it is in the same direction. I went to sun, somebody stopped at Brahmajyoti, somebody could proceed further, and the third one went inside. So salvation what they are getting It is, they are going to same, they are going to Krishna only, but they are stopped. They are stopped at Brahman platform. Brahman aspect of Krishna. That's the gopis achieve the highest Bhagavan realization.
Jatila Kutila falls in this.
Jatila Kutila. They are part of Krishna's pastimes. So they will also get they are eternal Jatila Kutila. Jatila Kutila, they may be found in Golok Vrindavan also. Because they are just making the Krishna's Leela, Krishna Leela a fun already. So they are liberated people. Yeah, they are Siddhas. They are not enemy. They are not enemy of Krishna. They are not fear of Krishna. Jatila Kutila not.
Paramatma realization proof that is limited for till Vishnu life.
Not only Vishnu, only localized.
Is that Dhruva Maharaj was meditating on Paramatma.
Yeah.
So his realization is still.
Yeah, but he got the success by seeing the form of Vishnu. You know, personally seeing Brahma, seeing Bhagavan on his own face. That's why he got perfection of Bhagavan realization, because he saw him. Paramatma realization is the secondary step, but he can progress in the third step also.
That form inside the Paramatma and outside
the same. Yeah, but because when he's there, then he got there. Kachan Vichinman Abhijitya Ratnam. He said this. That's why he went to Vaikuntha because of his, perfection of his sadhana. So that's why he was promoted to Vaikuntha planet. So any yogi who are perfected in his sadhana can promote it to Vaikuntha planet. Because he is getting perfection by meditating on Vishnu form. And whoever is worshipping Vishnu will go to Vaikuntha.
Paramatma realization, that also, he also goes to.
Yes. Paramatma realization also goes because Brahma Jyoti is limited to Brahma realization. Vaikuntha is Paramatma and Bhagavan both. There is no in between way, there is no other destination in between.
So they don't come back also?
Yeah, they don't come back. Yeah. Sometimes also it is said that Paramatma realization is somewhat or less Shant Bhakti. Shant means there is no relation between Krishna and between God and Shanti. There is no mood of Dasya. That's why Bhagavan is that we don't accept Shanti Bhakti. So even in Chaitanya Charitam, only four relations are mentioned. Fifth is not mentioned. And it is mentioned, but it is said that we don't count it. The same way we don't count Sahaja Bhakti. Even though it is one part of liberation, but we don't count it. Sahaja Bhakti we don't count. We count it Kevalam Narka Ayate. It is as good as hell. So summary of this. Spontaneous attraction rag is the supreme means of concentrating the mind upon Krishna. There are six basic types of spontaneous attraction. And all of them are liberating. However, only two of the six are genuine type of raga tika bhakti. That will avoid coming the highest goal of prema. So these two are Kamrup and Sambandharup. Now further description. Kamrup is an intense thirst to satisfy senses. There are two types of Kam, material Kam and spiritual Kam. You know material Kam and spiritual. Prabhupada says this is the lust in the devotee's excessive desire to serve the Lord is particular in particular capacity is considered kamya, spiritual kamya. Material love, lust is like air, and spiritual lust is spiritual love, rather it is old. This is Nirmala Bhaskar. Selfish desire is the motivation of material lust. Selfless desire is the motivation of spiritual lust. The mundane world, every action is selfish. The spiritual world, every action is selfless. Exclusively for the Lord's pleasure. However, a devotee with some genuine realization in bhakti sees the pastime as they really are pure exchange of unalloyed love. He knows that the gopi's internal motivation is radically different from the motivation of mundane lovers. Even though their external refuge may appear similar, like embracing and all, it looks like that, material lust. But it is, material lust is, it is perverted reflection. Sometimes even in Rajavasi, in the case of Raja, sometimes even we see that they are also selfish. But actually it is apparent selfishness is not selfishness. Then they know that Krishna takes pleasure when the devotees is pleased, these devotees are pleased. And that is the only reason they sometimes seem to endeavor for their own happiness. Krishna, please protect us from the forest fire. Oh, you want to protect yourself? No. You want to protect yourself because if you won't be there, then to whom you play with? That is the mood. The same way gopis are decorating themselves. Oh, you want to decorate yourself? Body? No. We are decorating because Krishna wants to see us. Decorated. Krishna will be happy. And Krishna says, no, I don't like to see this. And they are prepared to throw in the water from that boat. They are prepared to throw all the ornaments in the boat. To the river. Spiritual relationships are never lusty or selfish. Guru Goswami says, Krishna's relation with the gopis is kama rupa. Lusty looks like. Why to use such word to just give a little understanding, a figurative sense only, to aid our basic understanding. It looks like describing scholar as being lusty desire of the material world, but actually this should be taken as a literal fact, Prabhupada says. I mean, just for our understanding, it's called calm. Lusty desire, actually lusty. Or in other words, we can understand that lust is not bad, but when it is perverted, then it is bad. Lust is the other word of love, but when it is perverted, it becomes lust, and when it is spiritual, it is called love. But because to make our understanding clear, here the love word is not used, the lust word is used to understand the conjugal relationship between gopis and Krishna. It is apparent lust, it is not lust. Because we are, our experience is lust means relation between boy and girl. That is our understanding. To understand the subject in a proper way, the word is used here as lust. The gopis are consumed and obsessed by a passion to satisfy Krishna, the force of which is beyond our ability to comprehend. By comparing it to mundane lust, the single most consuming and overwhelming urge in our experience, we may catch the slightest hint of the intensity in the gopis' desire to serve Krishna. Slight, we can get something. Because we have seen the boyfriend, girlfriend, we have seen this. So we have seen that intense desire, But that is motivated by the selfishness. But here, the similar intensity is there, but it is selflessness. Intensity is there. We must be very carefully understanding that Krishna's Mandivala offers are impeccably transcendental. Externally they may resemble a mundane lust, but internally they are pure, selfless. Like, if it is not pure, then why Uddhava is glorifying Gopi's Lord? Uddhava is a disciple of Brihaspati. The disciple of Brihaspati is such a learned man. He is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never allowed any woman to come close to him. He is a sannyasi. He is glorifying Gopis. Ramya Kadi Tupasana Varodha 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 Yakulpita. That means they are pure, selfless. Atma Ramashti Munayo, Nirgantha Apirutra. Kurvantukim Bhakti Ittham Bhutata. This subject matter is even attracting to the Atmaram people, self-satisfied people. That means it is not material, this creation. In the case of Kubja, was also Kamrup. I mean lust desire, but it was mixed with the material lust. It was not 100% spiritual love. It was tinged with material lust. That's why she could not get the same position of Gopis. Kubja. So she was Kamapraya. Kamapraya means almost like lust. Not exactly now. So these are the subject matter here, finishing with the Kama Rupa. The next chapter, 16th chapter, is spontaneous devotion further described. Says in this connection that gopis are akama. Akama means they do not have any other desire than to serve Krishna. That is, and actually this is not, gopis are perfect. All the Vrajavasis, they are having this kind of understanding. They never had any desire apart from Krishna consciousness. Please, Krishna. Now, this chapter continues Rupa Goswami's analysis of spontaneous devotional service, as mentioned. The spontaneous love found in the residence of Vrindavan has two divisions there, what we discussed, Kamrup and Sambandharup. Kamrup we have discussed, now Sambandharup we are going to discuss. What is Sambandharup? Sambandharup is same as the Kamrup, only thing is parent, friend and servant. Three things are added. Sambandharup. Prabhupada is here in the same book. In the stage of devotional service where regulative principles are followed, there is no necessity of discussing this love, for it must develop itself at a more advanced stage. Prabhupada does not want anybody to prematurely, try to just, imitate our Acharya and try to, imitate Raghavendra Bhakti. So, the spontaneous thing. Spontaneous devotional service, Raghavendra Bhakti, is a practice of advanced devotees. Intended to cultivate the sentiment of a particular internal devotee. So this is more important. Intended to cultivate the sentiment of a particular internal devotee. That is Raghavendra. Before revealing the method of this practice, Rupa Goswami first describes the prerequisite qualification of the practitioner. Not like anyone and can just get sponsors. Basic qualification is simply natural. Spontaneous desire to serve Krishna is a specific relation. A desire that can be evoked by hearing about the eternal residence of Vrindavan. There is a gradual development of the ambition to become like a particular devotee, and this activity is called Ravanada. Now you can understand what does it mean. For example, I have spontaneous attraction towards Krishna, but I always, it is spontaneous, you know, don't try to misunderstand the other way, because it is not easy. One cannot have natural love for Krishna so easily in this age of Kali. But this is to understand the tattva properly. Then in this case, one may try to follow some devotee, like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mata, for parent. So it will come one by one, it will come. Then if some particular devotee, Sakya, Sridham or Subhara or some other thing, and Gopis, sometimes they have like, so we are trying to follow some particular devotee who is already there. So that move, Prabhupada is giving some sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22, 155. तद्दत भवति माधुर्ये सुते दिव्य अपक्षते तंत्रशास्त्रम न यक्तिम च तत् लोभोत्पत्ति लक्षणम्. When an advanced realized devotee hears about the affairs of the devotees of Vrindavan in the mellows of Shant, Dasya, Sakya, Vasavya, Madhurya, he becomes inclined in his way and his intelligence becomes attractive. Indeed, he begins to covet that particular type of devotion. When such covetousness is awakened, one's intelligence no longer depends on the instruction of Shastra, Hindu scripture, logic or argument. Spontaneous. So devotional service in Raghunuga, devotee is guided only by, you know, striving or craving to attain the service of particular residence of Vrindavan, not by spiritual injunction. Spiritual injunction means duty. Somebody asked you to do that, and that is the person is doing himself. So what somebody asked you to do that means it is vidhi bhakti. Prabhupada describes, these Raghavanga devotees do not follow the regulative principle of devotional service very strictly, but by spontaneous nature they become attracted to some of the eternal devotees like Nanda Yashoda. They try to follow in their footsteps spontaneously. One must not think that Raghavanga Bhakta, they can break the regulative principle. Sometimes apparently we may feel it, but it's not. For example, to drive a vehicle on the way, on the road, you have natural sense that there is a green signal, red signal, the traffic signal. You know, you don't have to think immediately you will stop your car. It is natural for you. Nature, you immediately will take your car to the right side. But if you are coming from USA, then you are driving is the left side. That is not natural for you. For example, to live a civil life is a natural for us, but that is not natural for people in the prison house. For the prisoners, you know, government, they have to keep on watch. Do this, do that. But we don't have to do all this. to wear clothes, to take shower, to wear clothes and to go outside, it is natural for us. But for a child it is not. Child may go without clothes. It can go out. Because he is not, he has to be trained. Then come back, take proper clothing and go. So Raghavananda Bhakta are like those who are already doing this. They don't have to extra effort. It is spontaneous. They don't have to do any extra things. They are already, they have crossed these things. One point must be repeatedly stressed. The Raghavananda devotee is above the regulative principle, means that they are not dependent on spiritual injunction for their inspiration to serve and serve. Their inspiration comes from their own spontaneous affection. It is their own motivation of love, not the motivation of obligation. It's not just obligation. The basic qualification for Radha Bhakti is simply eagerness, lobha, to achieve the service of a particular Radha Bhakti devotee. But this eagerness is not cheap or easy to come by. Lobha refers to the state where one's soul and overwhelming desire is to please Krishna in a particular way. As long as there is some other desire in one's heart, he requires intensely, of focus cannot be unmanifest. General lobha cannot awaken until the devotee achieves the steadiness of anarth and nidrati. Lobha cannot come if you have not achieved the completion of anarth and nidrati, or nishtha. What are the steps? You know, remember?
Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti.
First is Adho, Shraddha.
Shraddha, Sadhu, Bhajan, Kriya, Anarth, Nirvati, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav.
Thoroughly, after having thoroughly heard Srimad Bhagavatam properly, listening properly, and being free from all unwanted desires, that is anarthas, then only the lobha comes for spontaneous love. And then only ragatmika bhakti is possible. So that is the qualification. Material desires should be zero. Because it can be zero today but cannot be zero tomorrow. Tomorrow something comes up. So that is not steadiness. That is not nishtha. So when you come to the nishtha platform, then it is possible that you can, now you can have lobha. Lobha cannot awaken until the devotee achieves steadiness. Prabhupada states, we must always remember, however, that such eagerness to follow in the footsteps of denizens of Braj of Vrindavan is not possible unless one is free from material contamination. Freedom from material contamination, this is a stage called anartha nidritti. So, this is the problem. Now we should understand that Raghavananda is within the realm of sadhana. Upon completing anartha nivritti, one becomes qualified for Raghavananda bhakti. Now we have come to this platform and in understanding. Anartha nivritti occurs when the stage of sadhana is there, you know, before bhava and praying. Sadhana vidhi. We must therefore conclude that Raghavananda sadhana is a very advanced platform of spiritual development, still within the realm of sadhana, which is not bhavantra, that what we discussed earlier. Slight traces are there of anartha until one attains the stage of praise. If you understand deeply, then you will understand this. But Anartha Nivritti is not complete 100% until the day of prema. Nashta Praya. It's not completely Nashta. Nashta Praya. So Abhadreshu. The Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami, they do not use this term in this extended sense. Raganuga Bhakti is discussed in second wave of Bhakti Rasam Sundar. That's what we understand. Second wave is exclusively with Sadhana Bhakti. Third wave is Bhava Bhakti. The fourth wave is Prem Bhakti. I am reading from this Waves of Devotion. Thus, by its location in the text, you can clearly understand that Raganuga Bhakti is an element of Sadhana, not of Bhava and Prema. The discussion what we are going is 15 and chapter 16. That is in sadhana, not in bhavantya. Prabhupada translate in the transcendental realm of pride, Vrindavan, once we saw the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, with the feeling similar to his associates, one should place himself under the direct guidance of Pradipa associate. Of Krishna and should follow his footsteps.
Okay.
The summary is basic qualification for spontaneous devotional service is Lobha, Sava Krishna and passive intuition, which manifests only when one is free from material contamination. Now, there are more three slokas in the same chapter. Verse 1. I'll just read the translation. Sisi Madhya 22.162. Devotee should always think of Krishna within himself. And one should choose a very dear devotee who is servitor of Krishna in Vrindavan. One should constantly engage in topics about that servitor and his loving relationship to Krishna. And one should live in Vrindavan. However, if one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, he should mentally live there. This is given and Chaitanya Chaitanya. So the first practice of Raganuga Bhakti is to meditate on the relationship of service between Krishna and his dear devotees. The specific relationship and devotee one meditates upon depends on one's devotional aspiration. For example, one who desires to serve with conjugal affection may meditate on the mood of service of a specific gopi in a Kishore form. And then somebody may meditate on Nanda and Yashoda on which form? Kumar form. So, personally aspiring for this one should take shelter of Vrindavan now. One should physically live in Vrindavan and mentally live there by constantly remembering the exchange between Krishna and his devotees there. Mental residence is more important than physical residence. Even though both are important, but if one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, one should mentally live there. That's more important. When one is actually liberated, Prabhupada says, from material contamination, he can always remember an eternal devotee in Vrindavan. When he is liberated, he can always remember any eternal devotee, some eternal devotee in Vrindavan Dham, in order to love Krishna in the same capacity. That is possible even in the mind, that you remember Krishna all the time. Now, text number 2, that is 22.158, the advanced devotee who is inclined to spontaneous loving service, Dharananda Bhakti, who is inclined for Dharananda Bhakti, should follow the activities of a particular associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. He should execute service externally as a regulative devotee, as well as internally from his self-realized position. Thus, he should perform devotional service with both externally and internally. It's a very nice point. First, we were asked to meditate on a particular devotee. So now it is need to elaborate that how to think on him. We should think of him externally also and internally also. So, for example, we should first note that the residents of Golok Vrindavan simultaneously exist in two manifestations. One is Vrindavan, eternal Siddhavastha, and second is Sadhakavastha. Even though they are Siddhas, but they appear Sadhakas. Like Rupa Goswami Chaitanya Leela. And Rupa Goswami in Golok Leela, Yadugam Anjali. Same person. But one should meditate on both of them, Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami. But now recipients have two different manifestations. So both are required. So externally, what we should learn, that are our way for phones? That is a Sarva Swami Ashtakam. Tatra, Nindrahara, what is it? Nana, Sastra, Vichara, Naika, Vipo, Sankhya, Purvaka, Nama, Dhana, Dhi, Kala, Vasana, Krito, Nindrahara, Vihara, Kali, Vito, Tatyanta, Dhina, Chayavu. That we have understood. Six Goswami, Sankhya, Purvaka, Nama, Dhana. Rupa Goswami used to chant Sankhya Purvaka. Nindrahara, Vihara, Kali, Vito. They were beyond sleep. Ahar, Vihar, Ityadi. Radha Krishna Guna Smriti Madhurima Anandana Sammohita. Always thinking of Radha Krishna and their qualities and glories. Vandir Rupa Sanatana Raghuri Bhakshidhi Rupakala. That is, externally we are remembering Rupa Goswami, his principles, his instruction, go and preach. His devotion to Mahaprabhu in a Dasya Bhava. There is one meditation. And the second meditation is Rupa Manjari. Internally, the second meditation is Siddha Rupena. That is eternal religion of Vrindavan, Siddha Sarup, Siddha Sarup. External religion is Siddha Sarup. You know Siddha Sarup is Manjari Sarup or some other whatever eternal form. For example, Rupa Goswami, in the Vraja Vilastava of Raghunath Das Goswami, the Manjari of Rupa Manjari's pastimes with Krishna are mentioned. So there also can be meditated for the spontaneous Raghunathika Bhakti. One must not forget that we are not jumping out. We are just talking about Raghunatha Bhakti. Prabhupada summarizes, but when he realizes his actual position, for example, you can realize your actual position with the Lord, he can, along with discharging of regulative service, keep on discharging his service. And talk about external form of the elevated devotee. Rupa Goswami and all that. Within himself of the Lord, think within himself of the Lord, under the guidance of a particular associate of the Lord, and develop his transcendental sentiments in following that associate. Who's there? मुकाई दो यार मुकाई दो यार क्या साल दरवाजा पर मैं पहले आपका ना चेक ब्लू कलर में एनवेल आपका two things are clear, one is internal meditation and one is external meditation. So we can just imagine that our spiritual masters or exalted devotees, so how they would be having that internal mood and external mood. Internally they would be having different understanding, different meditation, and externally they show that sakarva niyata. They follow all regular principles, they come in for a mangala, they chant holy name, you know, like the way we are chanting. I mean, it's apparently look like. Now the third is Siddha Pranali. So we have to be very cautious about this. Siddha Pranali, Prabhupada was not encouraged. Prabhupada never encouraged about it. Rather, he warned. What is Siddha Pranali? Majority. You know what is the Pranali?
What? The initiation term.
Now it is an English
word. The initiation term Guru told to his disciple about that.
You are Krishna Sakha. I mean, in the day of initiation, that is your Guru will tell you. Then you start thinking in that direction. Then the process is that what we are following sadhana bhakti by hearing, constant hearing Bhagavatam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and after Ananda Samyavati, then only you will able to understand exactly what you are. You know, your contamination will go away, then you will understand who you are. But Siddha Pranali will tell you that you proceed in this direction directly. Then you do your sadhana. But there are risks. So what is the deviation? The deviations are there. First is premature imagination. You may not be like, because I remember, yeah, I heard somewhere I know. Okay. What is this today? Somewhere I know. In Siddha Pranali, how it was bogus, because sometimes I remember one guru gave all his disciples same thing, Siddha Pranali. But they were all told that you know, not to disclose to everyone. But finally they came to know that all were given the same thing. So how is it possible that a group, a bunch of people, or master, or you know, one full mass people, they are having the same, you know, heart, same loving emotions and same constitutional form? How is possible? Everyone has a different taste. How it is possible that 10 people are having the same understanding or same internal relationship with the Lord? It is not possible. It is not by chance thing.
In brainwashing technique they use self-hypnosis.
Yeah, this is just to create, attract people. We all bogus thing. Prabhupada says, they imagine that they have become associate of the Lord simply by thinking of themselves like that. And that's why they become victim of Maya. According to Acharya, realization of one Siddha Rupa, developed gradually by the purified desire of the heart. This was the first deviation. What is the first imagination? Premature imagination. One thing. The second deviation is they meditate only of internal form. They don't meditate on external form. They don't meditate on Chaitanya Lila form. They meditate only Rupa Manjali. They don't follow Rupa Swami. This is the second problem. So,
they meditate on like Krishna.
Manjari gopis, Manjari. They don't understand, they don't want Rupa Goswami is Dasya Bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't, they are not interested in that. One should not try to imitate activities of the gopis. They wrongly interpret. Seva Sara Gurukana Siddha Rukana Chatrahi. To mean that one should imitate the activities of the gopis. Both as action, both as much as internal and external. The Siddha Pranali was introduced by Srinivas Acharya's daughter, an eminent disciple of, Siddha Pranali originates with Rupa Kaviraj, a deviant disciple of Hemalini Thakurani, daughter of Srinivas Acharya. Then it started. Earlier it was not. Such sages become sages, they are victim of them, sages. They may become sages. So, one can see such men, sometimes we can see some people dressed in saris, jewelries. We may see that. But not worshipping Guru and Tulsi. They don't worship Guru, they don't worship Tulsi Narayan. And making show of imitating the behavior of gopis, even though there are a lot of material desires in the heart. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also used to, throw them away, useless garbage. Another sloka. The Dash sloka. In chapter of Bhaktisiddhanta. Learned acharyas know that the 64 practices of Vaidhi Bhakti, headed by hearing and chanting, are also useful in Raghavendra Bhakti. Raghavendra Sadhana does not entail a rejection of Vaidhi, but a more focused concentration upon particular aspects that are conducive to the individual devotee's particular goal of service. For example, the Raghavendra devotee does not abandon regular hearing and chanting, but focuses his hearing and chanting upon particular topics that specifically nourishes particular service needs. For example, deity worship. So he is also, he is not abandoning deity worship, but he does the deity worship in a particular practical, in a particular mood, which is giving more, which facilitate him to develop his spontaneous love towards in a particular direction. Prabhupada extracts the essence of the third instruction from Bhakti Rasavi. Learned Acharya recommend that we follow the regulatory principles even after the development of spontaneous love of Krishna. One should specifically engage himself in the type of devotional service for which he has a natural aptitude. In this way, everyone should act according to his particular taste. Now, two types of raghavendra that we have discussed. Kama Rupa and Kama Sambandha Rupa. Categories also follow the same way. Raganuga, Kamanuga and Sambandhanuga. That we have discussed. Now, Kamanuga has two divisions. again. One is Sambhog Ichhamayi, the second is Tattat Bhav Ichhamayi. Sambhog Ichhamayi and Tattat Bhav Ichhamayi. Sambhog Ichhamayi is striving to serve Krishna as do those who directly meet him in a conjugal love. And Tattat Ichhamayi, what is it? Tattat Bhav Ichhamayi. Tattat Bhav Ichhamayi is that not directly meeting with Krishna, but to assist the supreme heroine Srimati Radharani and thus directly experience her loving mood through the service and appreciation. Ready? Two ways, directly and indirectly. Gopis are direct serving and manjaris are serving servant of the servant. So eligibility for Kamanura, one gradually becomes eligible by developing natural attraction to serving Krishna in conjugal love. It is possible by worshipping the deities of Radha Krishna regularly and hearing the pastimes of gopis with Krishna, and you can develop it. Prabhupada explains, this development of conjugal love can be possible only with those who are already engaged in the following, the regular principles of universal service, specifically in the worship of Radha and Krishna in the temple. Such devotees gradually develops a spontaneous love for the deity by hearing of the Lord's exchange of loving affairs with the gopis, who gradually become attracted to these pastimes. Now the question comes when this gopis pastimes are come, they are talking about conjugal love, then how it is possible for a male devotee? Because somehow, more or less, this pastime, this mood is showing the feminine sentiments. It's not possible for a male devotee. But then again, then when you talk about male and female conception, that means it's a bodily conception. The secondary thing is, then the sages of Dandakaranya, they become attracted to Ram in the form of, in the mood of conjugal love, and they became the gopis in the next birth. They were male. So it's not impossible. Because they are not in the physical restriction. They are not in bodily concept of love. For them it is not difficult. In India, further classifications are there in the same Kama, Rupa, further classification. One is the Parakya and one is Svakya. Parakya is unwedded and Svakya is wedded. Parakya is in Vrindavan, no, Kuru Vrindavan. And Svakya is generally in Lakshmi, Dwarka. Now, in the same way, Sambandhanga is also where Rupa Goswami is ending the chapter here with this paragraph. It's same like that, you know, same like this, that is what we discussed. Only thing is there are three more things. Some friendship, that. Servitorship, parenthood. Prabhupada explains, in the development of becoming either the father or friend of Lord, there are two varieties. One method is that one may try to become the father of the Lord directly, and the other is that one may follow Nand Maharaj and cherish the ideal being of Krishna's father. Now Rupa Goswami warns us that danger is there in aspiring for direct relationship. There is a danger. What is the danger is that you may try to become Nanda Maharaj. You may want to become Nanda Maharaj. And it is considered as good as Mayavad. Mayavad is to become Krishna. And when you try to become Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda or Radharani, it is as good as to take that position, it is as good as to become Mayavadi. And as soon as you think on that, all becomes zero. Everything will become zero. There is a story here. Old man was instructed by Narada. They do have rules and regulations. Their rules are even more strict than ours.
My village and all it is so.
Their standards are high. Prabhupada says certain things here regarding Ayodhya.
Last time I came in Dadaburi Maharaj's place, when you shared this.
About?
In the sister's house, they had bought the Srinathji's big beauty, no? She was not sure to put it on. So that we managed.
That I think that their standard of beauty worship is much better than
ours.
Ah, yes.
That's why
Madhavendra Puri gave to Vitthal. Very nicely they followed the beauty. Madhavendra Puri gave the service of Sri Gopal Vibra to Vitthal Nath, the son of Vallabhacharya. He gave that service. He was serving in Mathura. He was also very nice devotee. He used to come to serve, to assist, associate Raghunath Das Goswami. So Prabhupada is saying here, you have to discover your identity, and that is process, devotion service. The more you are engaged in devotion service, the more your sense become pure and uncovered. Then you are capable of serving Krishna. Then this is apprenticeship. Vaidhi Bhakti, that is apprenticeship. Real Bhakti is Para Bhakti, that is made Raghunatha Bhakti. So, generally people come to this temple, they are very devoted to the deity. They offer their respects, flowers and other things. All the revered in music called circumambulate. This is a nice beginning, but we have to rise above this. One has to know what is actually bhakta. Natat bhakte, neither bhakte shtanye shu, and bhakte shu tanye shu. One has to do good with the four others. Bandhe Madhi Karya, you know, yesterday we discussed about it. What is the discussion? Same thing Prabhupada says, that my Guruma used to say, licking the bottle of honey is not real honey. You have to open the bottle of the honey and lick the real honey. Then you will get the taste. That is advancement of spiritual knowledge. So, Swayameva Skrutya, the Prabhupada also says this thing. You have to do your service properly, then everything will come out by nature. You don't have to do it by force. Swayameva Skrutya. So the Adokshaja of Lord is Adokshaja, it is beyond Prakrut, it is Aprakrut. Aprakrut cannot be gained by Prakrut Bhakta or Prakrut attempts. So, but that's why Raga Bhakti is possible in this age by properly following Vidhi Bhakti. We require to follow Vidhi Bhakti. Regarding Sutta Pranali, discuss the main points. There is a main conversation is there, but it's only worry. So yes, there is one point here also. But generally one worship Radha Krishna, but in beginning we take them as Lakshmi. Narayan. Vishnu Devam was saying this thing. That generally we take them, in beginning we take them Lakshmi Narayan. Because the first day we do not worship Radha Krishna as Radha Krishna. Without serving according to, like, without serving Krishna according to the Vaidhi Marga regulated principle of the Pancharatik Vidyat, sometimes people want to jump directly to Raghama festival. Such person is called Sahajya. Devotees in Krishna consciousness should be very careful to avoid such demand. They should strictly follow Vidhi Marga, regulatory principle in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan. Although Lord is present in the temple as Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna includes Lakshmi Narayan. Therefore, when one worships the Lord according to the regulatory principle, the Lord accepts the service in the role of Lakshmi Narayan. Although there are 64 kinds of offences one can commit in Vidhi Marga worship, in Raga Marga worship there is no consideration of such offences. So the devotees on the platform are very much elevated. There is no question of offence. So here this point is important, that one should worship Radha Krishna in the form of Lakshmi Narayan in the beginning. Because there is Vidhi Bhakti, official. Then regularly it comes. That is what we also learned, that by serving Radha Krishna again and again and again and again, by hearing the pastimes of them, gradually this continuous bhakti can appear. Possibly. First of all, he is trying to bring the devotee to the standard devotional service with him. And gradually when he becomes accustomed, the Raga Marga will be revealed. Raga Marga is not artificial, it becomes Swayameva Skrutya. Everything goes on, everything goes on service with Krishna, you cannot establish artificial. Everyone has a particular relationship with Krishna in his original constitutional condition. That will be revealed gradually as you advance in devotional service in the prescribed Krishna revelation, as they are directed in Sastras, spiritual master. This is called Swarupa Siddhi. Swarupa Siddhi is attained in certain state, just like Swarupa Siddhi. The desire for sex life and this is there in every human being, it's already there. But when the boy and girl come to the mature age state, it becomes manifest. It is not learned artificially. Similarly, Raga Bhakti, Raga Marga, Swarupa Siddhi becomes revealed to or manifest. This very word, Udaya, is used, just like the sun becomes visible when it rises automatically. You cannot force the sun to rise at the dead of night. That's not possible. The sun will rise. You just wait. When the time is right, 6 o'clock in the morning, you will find the sun. So now, three more chapters to go. 17, 18 and 19. what do you want to make from? You want to continue? We should do 3 chapters tomorrow. You can finish tomorrow. Because then it will be too much to understand. If you want, there is some time, but if you want, I can continue it. If you want, you can do it tomorrow. 17, 18, and then take 3 chapters. Tomorrow, if I will take a 6:30 to 8:30, 2 hours. 6:30 to 8:30. That's possible.
6:30, I won't be able to come.
Will you come around?
By 7 o'clock.
Thank you. This is probably 9:30 today. Almost.